Okay.
Page 141. We started with the Zimra the other night. Very interesting when it comes to the brachot of Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach, because they really create bookends, right, of Pesukei Zimra. Bookends of the Baruch Shemar and ends with Yishtabach. So that has halach ramifications, but that's coming up a little bit later. The question is where they actually come from. So they're mentioned in source 5. It's the Rif, because they're not mentioned anywhere in Chazal. To only mention the Rishonim, which is in of itself fascinating to see. But nonetheless, according to the Rif, look at 5. Garcia Perakos Via Kodesh, Amar Rav Yossi, Yehei Chalki Im Gomrei Hala B'chol Yom. I want to be part of the people who finish Hala every day. And the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Ini? If he has a halal every day, you're a blasphemer, right? If you praise God, you're saying halal every day, so halal means nothing. No, I don't mean halal. I mean psukah de zimra. What's psukah de zimra? My ninu. That's Tilal David, which we call Ashrei, but in the Gemara they call it Tilal David. We add that extra pasuk of Ashrei, which is from the previous parak. So those are the last number of prakim in Tehillim, right? It's like parak. Like Kuv Nun is Kol Hanshama. It's like the last five prakim, last six prakim of Tehillim. That's called Pesukei Zimra. As you described before, the other stuff that was added, Pesukei Zimra was added much later. Like the Ikar of Pesukei Zimra is from Ashrei to the end, which is why if you're running late, right, you just say the Halukas, and Rashi says Haluka 5 and Haluka 3 are the most important, right, which is again, priorities. And so the V'takin and Rabbanu l'meimar bracha mekayimi bracha mibraisu ma'ininu. So Chachamim said, make a bracha before and after. What are they? Baruch Shemar Nishtabach. Hilkach mibayle l'inish telo l'ashturye michil maki mitchil Baruch Shemar ad mesayim la l'shmanasme. That's why, since Chazam made a bracha before and after, you can't talk, right? It's like a hefsek. Just like halal, bracha before and after. Every time you have bracha before and after, you can't be a mafzik until, of course, after l'shmanasme when you finish. So that's the Shulchan Aruch passes that way, and in fact, the Mishabura says, ready for this? Hold on to your seats. Where's Baruch Shemar come from? Ready? This is going to be source 7, Baruch Shemar. Shevach said, Tikno Anshagin Yosarek Dola. This was established by Chazal, like Anshagin Yosarek Dola, so this is a little bit later. How? Al Yedei Pitka Dinafo Min Shemaya. A note, a petak, right, came out from heaven. Baruch Shemar was written in the celestial spheres. For Yishbo, 87 tevot, there are 87 words. V'simanu rosh ketem paz. Ratzir lamar rosh atfilahu bracha shel peizayin tevot. Alkein in the gerov lo losif al peizayin tevot. So you can't add any words to Baruch Shemar. That's it. V'nachon la'omra mumar, you should say it standing, even if you're alone. Hold your tzitzis when you say it, and you kiss your tzitzis at the end of Baruch Shemar. So look at this. Baruch Shemar came literally from Shemar. Now the question is, what are the 87 words? Let's count backwards, you'll see why. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59. I understand. Where are 50 words from? I can receive from you, first of all, this is not really part of Baruch Shemar. This was added. This is Baruch Shemar, but was actually added. The real essence of Baruch Shemar begins with Baruch Adash and Mechalam. There's an introduction to it over here, but really, and even this, add up, we get 87 words from. They don't exist. Right? Okay, so that's the whole Mechalok, different nuschaot of where do you add it in and where do you change it. You'll see here, I'm sure he writes about it. Okay, he doesn't. Anyways, he doesn't have to talk about it. But different versions of where exactly the text of Baruch Shemar is, but everyone agrees that clearly this beginning is introduction. And the Ikar Baruch Shemar, of course, is the bracha itself. Okay, anyways, the way you add it up, it's not for now. But there's no question it's supposed to set the tone, making this bracha for Baruch Shemar. In fact, Rav Soloveitchik said this is a matir. Are you ready for this? Rav Soloveitchik never said Mizmor Shir. Why? Because he says this is a matir to say Tehillim. Shirei David Avdecha. You can't say any Tehillim before. So the Rav Sviya came back, not to say Brocha means more Shira, because this is outside the, this is a matir. You can't just say Tilan.
So how do you start it?
Nosos Svar says even more. All right, that's the, you know, different minhagim, exactly what to say, what not to say, but at least you appreciate it, kind of where it comes from. Why more, which is nichlal, more things are included in Sugra Zimra. Again, the idea behind it is because this allows you almost to say Tehillim, right? Halalcha and Shabbechacha and Negadelcha, right? And without it, how can you just go into say Tehillim? Perhaps it might not be so simple. Anyways, that's the way the Rav understood it, just as an aside. Blend there, Shkoyach.